Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Alfreda Love, and today we have an exciting topic entitled, You Only Fumbled, But You Did Not Fail. Once again, You Only Fumbled, But You Did Not Fail. But before we begin to dive into our topic, I would like to pray. And after I pray, I will read a scripture. Then we will go through the activity of casting all of your cares and burdens unto the Lord, and then we will get into our topic. So once again, I want to thank God and my family and my friends for joining in, and continue to invite your family and friends to join in and listen to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's FredaLove. So without further ado, we would like to get into the presence of God, and we would like to begin to start out with our activity first, where we can cast some of these cares upon the Lord, and then we will pray, and then we will go into our message. So I want you to get out a sheet of paper, or I want you to get your pencil or pen, or you can put on your thinking cap. And I want you to replay something positive, two things positive that happened to you. And I'll give you about 30 seconds. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to skip a few lines, and I want you to write down two things that seemed insurmountable, or two things that is not really favorable, or two things that made you feel uncomfortable. Just two for tonight. Okay, I want you to go back to the top of your page where you wrote the original two positive things that happened, and I want you to look at those two things, and I want you to thank God and bless God in advance for those two things that happened to you. All right, now I want you to look down upon your page, and I want you to look at those two things that was unfavorable, or those things that made you feel uncomfortable, those things that made you mad or sad, those things. I want you to look at it. At this particular time, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. And the reason why I'm only giving you 30 seconds is because when we're in the Spirit of God, we have to be able to turn those bad things into good things. And we're not saying that it's good as in it's going to make us feel better, but we're going to thank God that things are not as worse as it could be. So look at those two things and begin to think about something positive that you can get out of those two things that happened to you that was unfavorable. And I'll give you 30 seconds. Now I want you to go back up to the top, okay? And I want you to look at those two positive things. And once again, I want you to praise and thank God for those two positive things. I want you to transfer those two positive things onto our positive worksheet that we have been working on, and we should be up to 40-something right about now. So those 40 things or more, actually maybe 42 positive things, and I begin to thank God for what he has done in your life and what he will do. Now I want you to go, after you transfer those two things, I want you to look at your page with the two negatives and look at the two positives. So you should have four things, two negatives, two positives, okay? I want you to look at those two negative things, and I want you to, at this present time, take them to the Lord and leave them there. Ask the Lord whatever it is that is bothering you, that has made you feel uncomfortable, that has made you angry or mad. Ask the Lord to deal with it. Ask the Lord to take care of it and to bless you to have a change of heart. Or however you feel about this situation, whatever you're going through, ask the Lord to bless you. To have a change of heart, ask the Lord to show you what you can do and how you can live better and how you can get over this. Because we take it to the Lord, but human nature says that we don't forget what we took to the Lord, amen? But you need to forgive those individuals, and you also need to forgive yourself, because sometimes we can be hard on ourselves as well. So those two negative things, give it to the Lord right now and pray unto the Lord. Now with those two negative things, I hope you've scratched them out on your paper. I want you to transfer those two positive things that you made out of the negative onto your positive sheet. I want you to eye your positive sheet up and down all around. And I want you to begin to praise God and thank God for those positives in your life, for those things and how God is working things out in your life. Begin to praise God. Begin to thank God. And I want you, before you go to sleep, to look at it one more time. And I want you to put it under your pillow. And I want you to... God's will to get up in the morning. I want you to own it, and I want you to wear it. All right? Now then, this is the moment that we go before God, and we pray unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is a time in which we need to cast all of our cares, whatever hinders us, as I said before, whatever hinders us from getting into the presence of God, whatever hinders us from obeying or listening to God, whatever hinders us, whatever distractions, whether it's telephone, whatever it is, we need to get into the presence of God, because God is good. God is ready to bless some people. God is ready to give breakthroughs. God is ready to loose shackles that are spiritually on our feet and on our hands that keep us from doing his will because we have stagnated ourselves. And we're going to talk about that today, how we fumble our blessings. And this is basically how can we recover our blessings. So as we get into the presence of God, I want you to pray that each word that is said will cover the individuals all over this land and country, cover those who have inboxed me, cover those who have asked for prayer, cover those who are going through something at this particular time, and just cover everyone, because as I said before, there is no one on earth who does not need prayer. Everyone needs prayer. It doesn't matter where you are, the situation you're in, where you live, where you came from, where you don't live. It doesn't matter. Everyone can stand prayer, because the prayer of the righteous, as I said before, availeth much, and therefore we have to pray unto the Lord. We have to treat each day as its own and not treat each day, well, I prayed yesterday, so that should hold me over, because each day we face different difficulties. We face different storms. We face different people. We face different devils, because the devil, unlike God, is not the devil is not consistent, whereas we know that God, when we wake up, he's going to be the same God he was yesterday. When we wake up, we know that there is a new devil waiting. And so we have to put on our full armor, and we have to pray unto God, and we have to bless God and thank him for that new day and ask him, would he give us a refreshing spirit where we can go about our day? So as we begin to pray, I want you to pray for yourself and your family. Pray for the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. Pray for just everyone, because everyone needs prayer. So here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Before we begin to pray, Lord, we're asking you, would you crown this head with wisdom from the top to the bottom, Lord. Would you bless each word that come out of my mouth to be acceptable in your sight. Bless each prayer rendered to cover those who need prayer, those who will listen to the ministry, those who are on the ministry right now, and those who are coming, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to help this ministry uplift individuals, help this ministry understand who you are. We're asking you today, would the lesson be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight, something that is void of any thoughts, any feelings, but something that is of you, something that is of your word and can be proven by the word of God. We're asking, would you bless the revelation to fall down afresh upon these lips and upon this mind, Heavenly Father. And we're asking, would you bless any distraction, any hindrance that will keep the people from hearing what you would have to say to be removed at this time, at this moment, at this hour, at this second, at this minute. Lord, we thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. If there is something that is out of place or someone missing, Lord, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, would you bring them back unto their place, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, if there are people who are out of the ark of safety, would you bring them into the ark of safety? Lord, we thank you for continued protection. We thank you for continued blessings, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to look upon those who have had surgery, those who are coming out of surgery, and those who are going in to surgery, Lord Jesus, because we know that you are the great I Am. You are the great physician. And then, Lord, we're asking, would you bless those who are around the bedsides, help them to be strong within the Lord and help them to know that you are God and besides you there is no other. Heavenly Father, we're asking, would you bless us as we go about our day, Lord. If we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, bring us up, Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord Jesus, to have confidence and courage. Bring it out of us, Heavenly Father, because many times there are areas in our lives where we feel stagnated. But, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, would you help us to grow as a plant and help us to be productive and to be the people you would have us to be. Help each person who listens to this show, each guest who comes on the show, to be able to walk in your will, to be able to remain in your will. And, Lord, if we get off track, put us back on track, Lord. Ease our minds, Heavenly Father, and help us to have a peaceful and pleasant week, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you just continue to shower your blessings, Lord, and help us to continue to be thankful, thankful of who you are, thankful of what you've done, thankful for the things you're going to do. Lord, we're asking you, would you bless each prayer that is rendered, each voice that is heard, to cover the people, Lord Jesus, not only the people of God, but the people who are out of the ark of safety of God, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, if there are any broken ties, would you put them back together? If there are any broken spirits, would you mend their hearts? If there are any distant minds or depressed minds, would you restore such a one? Lord, we're asking you, would you bless Africa Love's head, hands, and feet to be able to do the work of the Lord? We're asking you, would you bless the ministry to continue to move forward and to continue to shine a light on who you are? We're asking you, Lord Jesus, when we go to diverse places, would you help us to be able to promote who you are and what you do, Heavenly Father? Not only are we asking for prayers for this ministry, but we're asking for prayers for other ministries as well. We thank you in advance for what you've done. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you in advance for the prayers. We thank you in advance for the past blessings. We thank you in advance for everything that you have done in our lives. Lord Jesus, if we are unappreciative, give us the spirit of appreciation. If we're not praying enough unto you, Lord, put praise and worship in our mouths. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless each thing that we touch to succeed and prosper? Would you bless each person, as I said before, that comes on? Would you bless their ministries and their families? Lord Jesus, I'm asking, would you bless the foreign worlds, the distant worlds, those individuals who are going through poverty, those individuals who are going through stardom and desertion, would you bless those individuals? Heavenly Father, we're asking, would you bless those who have lost someone within the past few days, today, the past few months, the past few years? Continue to be the comforter that they are seeking, that they are looking for. Continue to be the God in their lives. Continue to be the void that fills their hearts. And continue to be the peace that passes understanding. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you continue to help the word of God? Would you help Afraid of Love on this day to be able to spread the message of God in a way that is acceptable, a way that is clear so that individuals will know that there is hope, even though we all have made a mistake or fumbled. Lord Jesus, help us to take life serious. Help us to be more serious about life. Help us to be more serious about your coming, because you are coming back. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. And we ask that each person who heard this prayer, the people who are going to hear this prayer, and the people who are hearing it now, would they be blessed in the name of Jesus. We pray. Hey, amen, amen. And I would like to read a scripture, and it's a familiar scripture, and it comes from John 3:16, and it reads, "For God so loved us, gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." I have read to you John 3:16. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And now the moment you have been waiting for, I would like to give you a synopsis of the story, and the synopsis is as such. Okay, here we go. The synopsis, before I get started, has to do with you only fumbled, but you did not fail. You only fumbled, but you did not fail. Let me take you to a place, and this is a place on a football field, or you can go to a basketball court, but today we're talking about football, and we're talking about life. It's raining, okay? This represents the storms in our life. It's raining, and it's raining hard, and you have those fellas who are out there on the football field, and all of a sudden, the quarterback snaps the ball. Boom! And it's intended, when he throws the ball, it's intended for his teammate, but instead ends up in the hands of an opposing team. And I'm sure we can all relate to that, even in basketball, as a basketball coach. You know, you have your players out there, and they're trying their hardest, and for some reason, the pass was short, or the pass didn't go to where it was supposed to be, and boom, the other team receives the ball, and they either score or they receive the advantage. So the coach on the bench, right, begins to yell viciously as the referee places the ball at first down for the opposing team. A fumble. You lost possession. Was it on purpose? Of course not. It was due to a hindrance. Maybe the throw was off. Maybe you slipped while trying to throw it. Maybe the person you was trying to throw it to slipped. Maybe you were watching the opponent. No matter the case, the ball was fumbled. Now, I have given you an example of sports, okay, of fumble in sports. Now I want to give you an example of a fumble in Christianity. And I want you to visualize yourself, because we have to make this very personable. We have to make this individualized, because all of us have to stand before God. And we can't use other people as examples. We have to look at ourselves, amen, especially when we're talking about the word of God. So let's go to the fumble in Christianity. You've been working and walking in the will of God, all right? You've been baptized ever since you was 5 years old. You've been walking and working in the will of God. You've been carrying the word of God in your heart. Your grandmama, your mama, your daddy, your family have taught you and instilled the word of God. And you know who God is, and you can quote those scriptures backwards and forward. And all of a sudden, something happens one day, and you fumble your blessing. And within this, a fumble in life, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, may be a fumble in your friendship, a fumble in your family. There may be bickering. There may be unrest. A fumble in finances, a fumble in careers, a fumble in marriages, a fumble in wayward children, a fumble in health. Something has come your way that have hindered you to lose your faith. And in Christianity, we're not speaking about a ball. We're speaking about losing our faith because of a hindrance. Why did we lose our faith? Why did we miss the mark? Maybe it's because we stopped reading the Word of God. Maybe it's because we started hanging out with negative people. And when we speak about negative people, we're not talking about people who don't know God, because some people who know God have the wrong intentions. Their hearts are not right. We're talking about negative people who say, you can't do this, negative people who said, I wouldn't do this, or negative people that call you on the phone talking about other people. Maybe it's because we started hanging out with negative people. Maybe it's because we stopped going to church, or we don't go to church at all. That's maybe a few reasons why we have fumbled our blessing. Now we find ourselves at this particular time in the midst of a storm, life storm. You know, as I said before, on the football field, we had rain. But in life, now we find ourselves in a life storm. And we find ourselves flat on our face, literally sometimes and physically sometimes. Amen? So we find ourselves flat on the ground, and we find ourselves praying unto God with a lack of faith. Praying unto God with a lack of faith. And you look up towards heaven in that dark room and you say, Lord, Lord, what shall I do? And you ask the Lord three or four times. And all of a sudden, God gives you scripture. And the scripture that he gives you reminds us in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So the Lord knows that we are not perfect. He knows that we fumble our blessing sometimes. He knows that we fumble our faith. But he says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So he understands your cry while you're on the ground pleading, Lord, what must I do? So we find that our faith was intercepted because we've fallen short. We find that on the football field or on the basketball court that our pass was intercepted, or our pass was thrown away because we've fallen short somehow. And in life, many times we miss the blessings because of a mistake. That's why the Lord said in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Miss out on our blessings sometimes because of a simple mistake. But what are you supposed to do? You're crying unto the Lord. You're praying unto the Lord. Because for some reason you've lost something. You've lost your home. You've lost your car. You've lost your family. You've lost your friends. You've lost your husband. You've lost your wife. You've lost your children. You've lost a limb. We're talking about a leg, an arm, a hand, feet. You've lost that. And the only thing you have to sustain you is your mind. And you haven't lost that yet. And you're praying that you won't. So what God is saying in Isaiah 52:2, as you begin to cry, as we begin to cry unto the Lord, because we've lost faith, we've fumbled our faith, we've fumbled our blessings. He says, shake thyself from the dust. He said, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. He said, arise. He said, get up, just like he told Lazarus. You're on the ground because you've lost everything. The only thing that you have, the only being, the only sanity that you have is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says, shake thyself from the dust. That means get up. You're not buried. Get up from the ground. You're on top of the ground. You're not below the ground. Get up from depression. Get up from anger. Get up from a suicidal thought. He said, get up. Why? Shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down, so that you can hear the voice of God. So let's go back to football. So because you made a mistake and you fumbled and caused the other team to receive an advantage, coach calls you out of the game. And so you hustle out of the game with your head down, and you're upset, not only at yourself, but you're angry at the coach for taking you out. And he or she sits you on the bench. And that's the same thing God does. God breaks us down when we get too high and mighty, when we get to the point where we put others or things before him. He sits us down. He humbles us. He causes something to happen to get our attention where we have to sit down. And the only avenue that we have when we sit down is to listen to the voice of God. So God removes us from the labor. He removes us from the hustle of life. He removes us from the distractions. And so what do we need to do in that moment of rest? What do we need to do in that moment when the Lord has removed us from labor, whether it's spiritual labor or physical labor? Matthew 26:41 says we need to watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The Lord knows at this point that we're very weak because we've lost everything, so we're desperate to gain it back, and we'll go through any means to get it back, whether it means climbing over fences, whatever it is. But the Lord says we are to watch and pray. And, you know, as a player, as you would sit on the bench, then we would look at the other players. You would look at the other players, and you would begin to see what they were doing, and you're watching. And a lot of times when you're watching, you are the critic, or you're saying, oh, he should have passed to this person or that person. But the Lord wants us to watch and pray rather than criticize. We all know that we all have sinned and fallen short, but the Lord commands us. He said, watch, and he said, pray. He didn't say anything about criticize or say what you should have done and shouldn't. It happened. He said, watch and pray unto him. Why are we praying? We said this yesterday. We are praying for strength. We are praying to make it through this storm because the Lord had to remove us so that he could deal with us. Is that right? So how do we prevent a fumble, not only in football or an interception in basketball or a fumble of our faith or a fumble of our life? How do we prevent a fumble? In John 13:13. It reads as this, you call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so am I. The Lord is our teacher. He is our guide, just like that coach in that football game. He is the guide. She is the guide. And you must listen to that coach in order to receive sound doctrine and instruction so that you will go in the right path. The Lord is saying, I understand that you've lost everything. I understand that the only thing you have is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and your sanity. I understand that. But I am your coach. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am your teacher. I am your guide. You must follow me. You must follow me. And so therefore, with the Lord being our teacher and guide, we have to follow him. Okay? Because Jesus is our coach, he's our guide, and he calls all the plays in our lives. And in addition to that, he shows us our opponents and tells us to pray for our enemies. Many times, and that's Matthew 5:44, many times we fumble our faith and we fumble our ball because we're too busy watching too many other people. We're too busy listening to the naysayers. We're too busy listening to those who say we can't. And so, therefore, we fumble our faith and we fumble the football or we have the basketball intercepted because we're too busy worried about the opponents. And God said, you're supposed to be focused on him. So, therefore, the coach is Jesus Christ. The coach is your coach who was hired to coach you. Okay? Now, in thinking about the fumble, we ask, did I fumble because I entertain negative people, or did I fumble because I have aught against my neighbor? And if either one of those answers is yes, then we need to reevaluate because that's something that can be corrected. When we deal with negative people, you have to be able to teach them how to change things into a positive like we do with the cast our burdens. Somebody say, oh, my gosh, I just hate being here. I hate this. What is good about it? People come to you complaining. What is going on good in your life? There has to be something. Something has to be going on good in your life. You woke up this morning, God started you on your way. Okay? We have to be able to redirect people into the positive light of things. Just as a coach on any team devises plays to get past the opponent the Lord gives his children a place of refuge or a place of escape. We talk about that temptation, and the temptation is a way in which we fumble our faith. Just as a coach has different plays to get past the opponent, Jesus Christ gives us that escape so that we would not fumble with our faith, so that we would not fumble with our blessings. He gives us an escape, and therefore we must take refuge of where the Lord places us. That's why it's so important that we remember that Jesus is our coach and our guide, and we allow God to guide our lives daily, not just when things are going wrong in our life, but when things are going well in our life, because we have to have that consistent faith in order to receive consistent things and the consistent word of God. Because if we go off on a limb and we leave God behind, then we're sure to fail. Okay, so Jesus is our guide, and the whole point is that we need to keep hold of his promise unto us. The Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if we feel like the Lord has left us, as I said before, it's because we have left the Lord. He did not leave us. And in a game, we make mistakes, we get tired, and we do not do as well as we should. And that's another way to fumble, because we're so tired. We're tired, and, you know, we just don't know what to do. So the whole point is, as we are waiting on a change to come, as we are watching and praying, okay, the Lord says, not only are you watching and praying, but you're focusing on Jesus Christ, because in Philippians 4 and 8, an idle mind is the devil's playground. So we're sitting, okay, even with the players on the team. You know how players cut up on the team and they lose focus of the game because they're too busy joking and carrying on. That's just like Christians. When the Lord sits us down, if we're not watching and praying, then we will begin to do things that the devil would have us to do, because we're not doing anything that's conducive to the kingdom of God. That's just like when we go to church. Find yourself doing something for God. It's good to dwell among the people, but work in the church. Work in the community. Do something to help glorify the kingdom of God. So you've sat on the bench. We've sat on the bench. All right. We've absorbed the teachings of Jesus Christ and the coach. And the Lord has decided to give us another chance. The coach has decided to put you back in the game. And this is what we must remember in Ecclesiastes 9 and 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work of thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going. So whatever you do, once you receive that ball again, okay, you do your best to catch it. You focus on that quarterback. You focus on Jesus Christ so that you can receive the blessing, so that you can receive what God has for you, so that you can be in the right place to receive your blessing, so that you can be in the right place on that football field to receive the pass. Do not worry about the negative people. Do not focus on the people beside you, behind you, in front of you, or behind you. Do not focus on those people who are negative. You focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you focus on the positive things. That's why God said think on the good things, so that you can be able to catch what the Lord is going to give unto you, what the Lord is going to give unto us. Be sure to do that. Finally, Hebrews 10 and 23 reads as thus. Once that ball is snapped, once that blessing, that door is open, ladies and gentlemen, amen, and I receive that, and I ask that you receive it as well. Once Jesus snaps that ball, quarterback snaps that ball, and I say Jesus, you notice that I said Jesus was the coach, but Jesus is getting ready to bless. I said Jesus snaps the ball just like the quarterback. Jesus is everyone on that team. Jesus is the quarterback as well. That's what I didn't tell you. So therefore, even with the quarterback on the field, the quarterback gives directions, okay? Finally, Hebrews 10 and 23, let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess in our acknowledgement of it, for he who promised is reliable and faithful to his word. Whatever the Lord has promised us, he is faithful unto his word. He's not going to go back. He's not going to say, well, you know what, I changed my mind. As I said before, Jesus is not like us. He's not like the devil. He is consistent. So whatever the Lord promised you, whether he promised you that yesterday or years past, is coming to pass. It will happen. Now, throughout our life, and I want to say this while the Lord has given this to me, the Revelation says we will go through storms, life storms as well as weather storms, okay? That's natural. That's going to happen. But God is going to bless us to weather those storms because he has something for us. And when he passes it to us, we're not going to fumble it because we're going to be so rooted in the word of God. But God have to bench us sometimes, and he have to teach us his way. Because, see, we want to do everything our way. We want to do it like we want to do it, and that's it. God says, I have a way. And we have to follow the blueprint, which is the Bible, which is the word of God. And so if you feel like you have fumbled, and this is in football or in life, you have fumbled your faith, you have fumbled a football, you have had a ball intercepted, there is still hope. You did not fail. God sees you on the ground crying every night. He knows your thoughts of depression and suicide. He knows when you go, when you were up the street, up the road in a hotel thinking about or contemplating suicide. He knew what you was contemplating. And he said, but you didn't fail. He said, you fumbled. You dropped it. You made a mistake. Get up. He said, dust yourself off and arise and go about thy way and listen to the teachings. You may be one step backwards, but I'm going to move you forward because of your obedience. You notice that when I was speaking about the fumbled ball, when I was speaking about the fumbled faith, there was no conversation concerning the person who had fumbled it. They were just upset with themselves. They didn't talk back to God. They didn't communicate to God, which means that they were allowing God to deal with them. God was dealing with them. God was speaking to them. The coach was speaking to the player. The player did not say anything back. The player was taking in the information. And what happened? So Jesus decided to give us another chance. The coach decided to put the player back in the game. And what happened? They had instructions to hold tight. Do your best. Hold tight unto the ball. And remember the promises of the coach. I may make you quarterback next year. Jesus is saying, I may make you this. I may make you that. But you have to show me that you are faithful unto the little things. You're faithful unto your this what I've given you. You're faithful unto this school. You're faithful unto this team. You know, I may recommend that you go to the pros. Who knows? But what we do know about fumbling the ball is not the end of the world. What we do know is that we feel bad when we make a mistake. We understand that. But God reminds us. He said, for we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Why are we depressed? Why are we down? We shouldn't be. Because we serve a God that told us to arise. Get out of depression. Where did you drop your where did you drop your faith? Where did you drop your trust in God? Go pick it back up and arise. Get the dust off your feet. Get up off the ground. Look up towards the hills from which cometh your help. All of our help cometh from the Lord. So when you fumble the ball, when we fumble our faith, it's not the end of the world. It's the beginning because God is getting ready to teach us a lesson. That's how we have tests. And from the test, we have testimonies. So the whole point today, and I want to reiterate, and I want to help somebody because I feel like somebody is asking this question. I've lost everything. I've lost my marriage. I've lost my kids. I've lost my house. I've lost my car. I've lost everything except my mind. Today, this is what I want you to do. And I recommend this. I want you to get into the Word of God. I want you to go back over this blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, and I want you to look Romans 3 and 23. I want you to look up Isaiah 52 and 2, and I want you to look up Matthew 26 and 41. And I want you to begin to think about those things as it applies to your life. And I want you to look up Hebrews 10 and 23 and read that before you go to bed. And in those verses, they all indicate that the Lord knows that we're imperfect people. It also indicates the fall of man and woman. And in this, I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, whatever problem it is, I recommend Jesus today. No problem is too hard for God. There is nothing that God can't do. If God cannot fix it, I don't know who can. I want you to begin to give those things unto God, as I said before, and before I talk about the 20-day prayer breakthrough. And I want you to know that just because you made a mistake, whatever mistake it is, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is, it falls under one umbrella. We all have sinned and fallen short. Whatever mistake it is, it can be recovered. God is a God of second chances. God is a forgiving God. Just as that coach put that football player back in the game who allowed that other team to receive an advantage, the Lord gives us second chances in order to receive blessings. So whatever you've lost, whatever you don't have, whatever mistakes you made, whatever you used to be, whatever you are now, the Lord forgives and he gives you a second chance. There's nothing in life that God will not forgive us. There's nothing. There's not one item that God will not forgive us for. He's that type of God. He shows unconditional love where people can remain upset with people for years and God can forgive us on the spot. So there's no need to face depression. There's no need to face suicidal thoughts. There's no need to be angry. There's no need to go to bed crying. But there is a need to go to bed in prayer and know that God will give you a second chance no matter how bad the mistake was, no matter how embarrassing it was, no matter what. Remember that God will give you another chance. You fumbled your faith. We all have. We made mistakes. But God will forgive you. And you don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't have to be in church all the time, which that's what we recommend. But God will forgive you where you are. Doesn't matter where you are, where you come from, who your family is. It doesn't matter. Know that God will forgive you. If you have mistreated someone, as I said before, go to them and apologize. I'm sorry. Then go unto God and ask the Lord to forgive you as well. It's very important that people understand that they have a second chance to get it right. God understands that we're not perfect. Our lives aren't perfect. We don't reach perfection until we reach death. So whatever problem that you are facing, whatever you're going through, however you fumbled your faith, why you fumbled your faith, you know and God know. Get it right. Gain possession of what you lost. Whatever the devil stole from you, it's time to get it back tonight. And you get it back through praying. The 20-day prayer breakthrough, that's how you get it back. And you begin praying today. And don't just say a prayer, Lord, I'm praying because I want this back. No. You name each thing that the devil has stole from you. And you begin to pray about those things. If the devil stole your confidence, pray about confidence. If the devil is making you feel like you can't do something, pray for confidence and courage. Whatever it is, if the devil stole finances from you, pray. And I guarantee you the Lord is able to put you back in the game. The reason why you're out of the game is because God has to work on you and teach you. God will put you back in the game. The coach will put you back in the game. But you have to show that you are able to apply the word of God. You're able to apply the instruction to your life. So no matter what, the whole point is, and I'm almost finished, is that you have fumbled, but you have not failed. And I'm not going to promise you that you're not going to fumble anymore, but I'm going to promise you that you will have an experience and you will know what to do in case you do fumble. And you will grow stronger in the Lord because you will know how to call on the Lord. And if you're on your face, whether you're praying, crying, asking God why, God said, get up, dust yourself off, and arise and begin listening to the instruction of the Lord so that you can recover from your fumble. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the section of You Have Fumbled, But You Have Not Failed. May the Lord bless each listener, those who are going to listen, and those who have listened on this day. Be sure to continue to encourage, uplift your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. I want you to know that the Perfecting Your Walk guide is out. If you are interested in making a contribution or a donation to the guide, I will send you a guide in the mail of Perfecting Your Walk. And if you want reviews on that, I can send you that as well. You can inbox me at ALFREDALOVE, that's Facebook, or you can FREDALOVE, Facebook me again, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. On tomorrow, I want you to join me at 6:30 p.m. as I have the Boltons, who are from California, who will share with us a story, a life-changing story. Has to do with the military, and it has to do with God's ability, amen, to heal. And so I want you to be sure to join us on tomorrow and read about the Boltons, because they will be on my page actually tonight. So I want you to join us on the blogtalkradio.com/freetolove on tomorrow, and I want you to welcome them to the ministry. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, authors, writers, Christian comedians, publicists, TV hosts, anyone with a positive vibe for our community, please Facebook at Free to Love, that's ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. And I want to take out this time to thank God and my family and friends for your continuous listening support of the blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. In addition to that, I want to welcome our newcomers and welcome those individuals who have gained interest in the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. We are going higher in the Lord, and I want to appreciate my I Have Been With You Since Day One listeners and supporters as well. In addition to that, I want you to continue to pray for 72 individuals. Make sure that if you have to pray for all your family members, you put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and pray for yourself. So once again, please be sure to join me on tomorrow, as I will have the Boltons on. They do have a book out, so please check that out. And they are from California, so please, please be sure to look them up. We have some exciting guests who will come on the ministry. I will introduce you to some of our new guests who will be on the ministry. So please continue to pray for the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry and all of our guests. In addition to that, if you would like your music played on the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, please email EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I will request that it be in MP3 format so that I can easily play it online. In addition to that, if you have any gospel news that is positive, any positive gospel news, please send it to EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. We are starting a new project, a new magazine, and so I am highlighting some of the artists that I deal with, and we are making this an online ordeal. So please be sure, if you have any positive gospel artists or Christian comedians or Christian rappers or Christian community leaders or positive community leaders, if you have any news, please be sure to submit it. I would also like to broadcast it on the Love of Jesus Up ministry. In addition to that, continue to pray for me and my family, and I will continue to pray for you. Also, as I said before, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.